Right now, we're joined by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business bead. Happy New Year. How
Happy
are you?
Happy New Year. Is that the official weather report? It's not going to be good?
It's not going to be good,
that
yeah.
You can get away with just saying it's not going to be
well,
good.
Well, no, I was looking on, we get our weather report from the Associated Press, and they're famous for being right most of the time, and then when they're wrong, they're like spectacularly wrong. I think it was last year, or maybe it was the year before, on Monday, they said it was going to be partly sunny and, you know, highs in the 40s or 50s all the week. And on Wednesday, we got 8 inches of snow. And my friends are still making fun of me for that, even now. But this week, like, no one has a clue. There was, on WRAL, I was reading online that they've got a whole bunch of different models that are running. And 25% of them say we're not going to get any snow at all. And 25% of them say we're going to get 6 inches of snow. And all of the others are saying, well, it's going to be somewhere in the middle. And who knows what's right. It's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
Yeah, plan ahead for something.
I'm one of those scared Southerners, so plan accordingly. But I hope it, whatever the decision ends up being, I hope it doesn't dampen attendance for a Carolina game.
Yeah, meanwhile, my parents up in Michigan are like, we've gotten this much snow 3 times already this year with more to come. So, yeah.
Take it
it's
easy
a relative
on the North
thing.
Carolinians that aren't as used to it. So,
all right, so cool. It's the new year, and we've got Kristen. We've got you in the studio for the first time this year. So good to have you back after the holiday. What are let's talk about New Year's resolutions first. So let's start with the individual level and work our way up. So what are your New Year's resolutions?
I mean, I always have the perpetual be healthier,
right,
eat
right.
and drink less, walk more. I walked from the chamber here to do. To do the spot, and so trying to add some more steps onto my new Fitbit that I got for Christmas.
Nice.
I'm taking, borrowing from last year's resolution, I want to try to listen more. I said last year's resolution was to drink less and listen more. And so
Hamilton song.
Really? Okay. Now I'm embarrassed. I promise that I'm kidding. Before Hamilton came out. But
it's the talk less, smile more from Hamilton.
Okay,
so
okay.
Drink less, listen more.
Yeah, there so I'm hoping to continue to listen. And then I was thinking about, you posed the question of what should our resolutions for our community be? Mm-hmm. And I think it's about space and how we can create and develop and make spaces that welcome more and all different types of people and spaces that encourage growth and job creation. And the exciting part is that January is full of opportunities to try to do, to think about how we can create these spaces.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that are coming up in January?
So two spaces that we're going to take a look at, the town is going to take a look at. Next week, there is the start of the alleyway improvement project. So there are going to be two opportunities to talk about how to reimagine two downtown alleyways between Wallace Parking Deck and Franklin Street. And so they're going to have informal meetings. Med Deli is catering it, so you can grab some food either at 12 or at 5:30 on January 10th to think about how we can redesign two different alleyways and how we could, and I would say, how can we make those spaces more welcoming to all different types of people?
Very cool. So which alleyways are we talking about there?
I believe it's Amber Alley and the one that's alongside the old post office.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
But head down to West Franklin to the Med Deli banquet room on January 10th at noon and or at 5:30. There'll be an opportunity to share your ideas for the alleyway improvement project.
Someone's texting you like 100 times. okay, cool. So what else is going on?
And then, another opportunity to think about how we can create spaces downtown that encourage business growth and job creation. The Downtown Partnership is having their annual meeting on Friday, January 20th from 8:30 to 10:30 at DSI. You can be the first to learn about an exciting and unique collaboration for 2017 and learn more about the Downtown Partnership's accomplishments from the past year. And so I think this is a great opportunity to think about how we can create more spaces that welcome more people and spaces that encourage business growth and job creation.
And really a lot of big developments downtown in the last year. You've got movement on Carolina Square, which is going to be opening later this year, right? The first phase of it, I think?
Summer 2017 is
Summer 2017, right?
I think the goal.
Yep.
And so
For phase one, it's going to be an ongoing project.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see things opening there. And then a Rosemary Street development, which is making that street so much nicer. And that project's going to keep going on. So that's a lot of stuff.
It's exciting. That's another opportunity talking about Rosemary. On January 23rd, the town will be hosting a couple meetings about the West Rosemary Development Guide and how we can make it a vibrant and commercial economic district that's compatible with the Northside Conservation District. So that's another opportunity where I hope we continue to pose the question of how can we welcome more people, all types of people, whether, you know, whatever their ability or whatever their background, and then make it a space where we're encouraging job growth and business growth.
Awesome. Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hook Harbor Chamber of Commerce, CarolinaChamber.org is their website, CarolinaChamber.org/events, if you want their full events and happenings calendar. And all of these events that we're talking about right now are on the calendar, right? They're pretty much all of them.
That's a great idea. To make sure that they're on our calendar.
Yeah.
We're excited. We've got a meeting tomorrow where we're going to hear from our Orange County delegation, Senator Valerie Fouché,
yes.
Representative Greg Meyer, and Representative Verla Insko will join us for our...
I'm going to be up in the morning to go to this, and I am...
Awesome.
I have not been to an EDPP meeting yet because it's so early in the morning, but...
You can do it.
I'm such an afternoon
person. It's
2017! It's 2017. I'm making it a resolution to go to this because Valerie and Greg and Verla are all going to be there, and it's going to be a really significant event.
We want to talk to them before the short session starts.
Yes.
I hope folks come and ask them questions about how we can encourage job growth and business growth and job growth in this long session. It was a not-so-short session.
Yes.
And now we're going into
a long...
Another
thing, it's not going to be a not-so-long session because if we have to go back and redraw the district lines and hold elections, then maybe they'll try to break early, fingers crossed.
We're unsure what the... how the length of the session,
yeah,
but we hope that it's one that's focused on...
Some models are saying they won't meet at all. Some models are saying it'll be 6 months or more.
We just know it won't be good.
It won't be good.
Similar to the weather report. Actually, I just came from the State Chamber and State Bankers Association Economic Forecast, and Dr. Michael Walden, who's from NC State, said, we won't have a recession this year. We might have some snow this weekend, but we won't have a recession this
year.
So that's your weather and economic forecast from Dr. Michael Walden from NC State.
That's cool. Was it at a chamber event, or was it at it was at the Sheraton, like right at the end of last year, where there was an economic expert who said maybe at the end of this year we'd have a recession? Am I remembering that being a chamber event?
I think Dr. Harry Davis, who actually was on this panel, and there's very few things they disagree with. Actually, all four economic panelists, three of which our chamber has hosted before, all four all agreed on the negative economic impact of HB2 and the necessity of its repeal. So that was I'm glad to hear that, and I hope that we hear a plan on how we can do that in this not so long session,
or maybe super long session. We'll see.
we'll see.
So that event in Durham that the Chamber of the Bakers Association sponsored, Governor Cooper was there. Did you hear him speak as well?
I did. I got there just in time to hear Governor Cooper. He came out. He is now sworn as of New Year's Day and came out with three things that he feels like are business issues. One is repealing HB2, two is expanding Medicaid, and three is raising teacher pay. So he did not beat around the bush, came out to tell this group of people, and I want to praise the State Chamber and the State Bankers Association, which Governor Cooper also did in hosting this annual forecast, and he came out to introduce those three plans that he has.
Very cool. Awesome. So speaking again with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, what else is on the docket?
Well, our neighbors in Hillsboro, the Hillsboro Chamber is having a breakfast with Whit Tuttle, who's the executive director of North Carolina Tourism. This is another opportunity where we can welcome more people and create spaces to encourage job growth. So on January 24th, there's going to be the breakfast at the Witted Building, sponsored by Triangle Area Polo Club, which is an awesome place if you haven't checked it out yet. But on January 24th, you can hear from Executive Director of North Carolina Tourism, Whit Tuttle, and I hope we can talk to him and hear from him how we can create more jobs in Orange County by creating spaces for visitors.
Awesome. And the tourism industry has got that little bit of an extra uphill battle with HB2 still hanging over everyone. So that'll be an interesting conversation.
So it's a fix that's absolutely necessary for job growth and business growth.
Definitely. All right. Kristen Smith, short and sweet business beat. Happy New Year. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, I guess, at the EDPB.
Look forward to seeing you bright and early at 8 a.m.
I'm going to be so groggy. You're going to be like, this better be good. I'm going to walk in. That's going to be crazy.
It's going to be exciting.
And anyone can come who's a chamber member.
Anyone who's a chamber member employee can join us tomorrow morning, 8 to 9:30, and we'll hear from the whole Orange County delegation, and also have an exciting announcement of how we'll do EDPP in the future in 2017. So
very cool.
Excited about the new year. Drink less and walk more.
Awesome, so. Kristen. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.